The federal government has invested $110,000 to support inclusive tourism in Northern Ontario. Funds come through FedNor's Northern Ontario Development Program and will help position the tourism and hospitality sector as a welcoming destination for the 2S LGBTQI+ travel market and boost tourism-related revenue across the region. The money allows Destination Northern Ontario to conduct a 2S LGBTQI+ market readiness capacity building and training program for tourism businesses in Northern Ontario. Peter Haradisky, a project coordinator at Canada's 2S LGBTQI+ Chamber of Commerce, explained, "It's a vast range of programs targeting different areas, so we are here for the community, but also to support allies on their way to be more inclusive." Haradisky told Beta Day that he and the 2S LGBTQI+ Chamber of Commerce, which helms the project in partnership with Destination Northern Ontario, will be working closely with various tourism boards throughout the north with the goal of attracting 2S LGBTQI+ visitors. The two-spirit, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, intersex, and other people who identify as part of sexual and gender-diverse communities, 2S LGBTQI+ travel market is valued at over $280 billion globally, Canada's 2S LGBTQI+ Chamber of Commerce detailed in a release. The Chamber noted these programs will help Northern Ontario businesses develop market-ready experiences, navigating 2S LGBTQI+ diversity and inclusion in the tourism industry. Training provides practical tools and insights to understand, value, and better serve 2S LGBTQI+ visitors and staff. The recent funding announcement ensures these training programs will continue in the north, and businesses can also become Rainbow registered with the Chamber, which demonstrates the workplace values diversity, equity and inclusion. As of writing, there are 419 Rainbow registered businesses throughout Canada, all listed on the Rainbow registered website. It's a well-used and useful tool, Haradisky noted, where the 2S LGBTQI+ community can find spaces they want to visit, and support, and feel welcome. Haradisky continued, "The world is a stressful place, and there is never a better time to find a space that is going to make you feel accepted and where you can be yourself." The goal of the funding is to have 35 businesses throughout the North accredited as welcoming to the 2S LGBTQI+ traveler and build local capacity for future business accreditation by training 25 new trainers. David McLachlan, Executive Director of Destination Northern Ontario, emphasized in a release, "We are excited that FedNor is helping us position Northern Ontario as a destination of choice for 2S LGBTQI+ travelers." McLachlan continued, "Our region is full of unique and beautiful places to visit, and we're working to make sure that everyone feels safe and included while experiencing our region." For more information, and to register, the next virtual workshop is on April 8. Visit Canada's 2S LGBTQI+ Chamber of Commerce's website. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The Local Journalism Initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.